All right, everyone. Welcome to our blessing today, and thank you. We had a little technical difficulty, but that's okay. The blessings always flow no matter what is happening behind the scenes. We're hoping to be able to hear Glenda today on the phone, and Darlene and Jenny are on the board, and I think, Darlene, are we ready to take some calls?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone who, if you would like to ask for a blessing or give thanks for blessings received, you press *6 and then 1, and you'll be prompted, and Darlene will unmute your phone. And thank you again for your patience today. And the good thing is that these blessings always flow. There's no technical difficulty with the blessings, and you're all beloved part of our community, so thank you for gathering today. And we'll go ahead and take calls.
Okay, so first call here is from area code 903. You're on.
Yes, that would be Stormy. And Glenda always likes to know what music I'm doing. Today I'm really holding the seraphim, the angels who sing holy, holy, holy through all of eternity. I'm holding that prayer for this blessing today.
That's beautiful, Stormy. Thank you. You always have the right and perfect intention, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, and next caller is Maura. You're on.
Maura, you might have to unmute.
Hi, Maura, you on?
Yep.
Yeah, Maura, there.
Something's going on with my phone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to get in to talk to you when you were trying to figure out the line, and so I don't have a question. But as long as I'm on, I will add my request for some friends who have died recently, and also for Susan, and of course for all those being affected by the flood, and those in Korea who are terrified of what the North might do, and know that all of Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Maura.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Just let me interrupt here quickly. I found Glenda. I'm going to unmute her, and we can continue to take calls unless she wants to speak right away. She may also be in the queue. Well, she looks like she's in the queue. Okay. Glenda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Did you?
Hello.
Oh, it's a signal into the.
The signal is a little choppy. We can't quite hear you.
All right. Any better now? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
better
now. Yeah.
Okay. I'm holding the black item, so hopefully this will work. Support. There to say hello.
Well, Glenda, unfortunately, we can't hear you.
Okay. Something else. Okay. How is that? Is that better?
Oh, much better.
Very good.
What?
Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll do it this way. All right. Hello, everybody, and I just want to thank you so much for your prayers and your blessings and your gifts and your support. This was an absolutely event. Not just for me. I was spared compared to the impact it had on other people. It was, in places, especially in Houston, was every bit as bad as Katrina. And, you know, it took a while for all of us to realize how bad it was, because some of the damage comes after the storm. I was, of course, I live in a river's pass. Eye of the storm hit a little community about 9 miles downshore from us, called Rockport. So the eye of the storm, and I had to share with
Glenda. You're breaking up a little bit more. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear now?
Yes.
Yes.
How about this? Is
okay,
this
that seems
worse?
That's better.
Better. Okay. Near the eye of the storm, I had the privilege of being that close to the eye, and what was the percussion? It was the most awesome percussion I have ever felt in my life. When Wagner wrote The Ride of the Valkyries, he didn't emphasize enough the power of the percussion at the center of the storm. So as you go out further from the center, you have the wind and you have the noise of things blowing away. But very near the eye of the storm was the incredible percussion. We had a lot of property damage. There was, of course, loss of power. For a week now, we've had no power, no water, and the richest thing we've had is human love. And never before have I appreciated so much the people who give so much. The first responders were so courageous. They were out to check on everybody the next morning. And as the days rolled on, we could see parking lots filled with 18-wheeler trucks go all over the United States with canopies at the end of the trucks issuing water and food and clothing and other supplies. We couldn't drive very much because the streets were either flooded or there were fallen trees on them or there were power lines on them. So there was very little navigation that we could do for a while. But to the degree that we did it, people just were emptying their homes and putting up signs that said, free stuff, take what you need. People were offering to everybody else. Whatever you need, come in, take it. If you need it, take it. I have never seen such a spirit of generosity, such a spirit of help and giving. And there was almost no crime. I heard of 4 arrests that happened, I think it was 2 days after the storm, but they were like to shops. And they were 2 shops that had electronic material. People were probably desperate to get some way to charge their cell phones or to get some other form of connectivity. And so we forgive the crimes that were committed, but there were so few. There were no crimes of abuse. None at all. There were no crimes of human abuse. People went all out to help the animals, to help the elderly, to help the children, to help everybody in need. And I have to say that you'd have to have a Gold Star invitation to be able to witness this much love and this much human compassion given out over a period of days and days and days, and everybody being as much inconvenienced as I was, you know, there was no way to shower. We had to sometimes walk a half a mile to get water. We had to take military rations at times. There was no food. All the food in the grocery store spoiled, and we couldn't get enough food in for everybody, but it came in by 18-wheelers and 18-wheelers, and every day I was offering blessings. And it just seemed like every day there was more love and more love and more love. And I really, really learned that I was earning my right to offer blessings by just surrendering to the power of human compassion. I've never seen so much in my life, really. I've never seen so many people give so much of everything they had to everybody with no fear whatsoever. I have to admit, I have a little bit of arthritis from overexposure and just inhaling the fumes from generators, because they brought generators in from everywhere. And of course the water is, you know, that we've got stagnant water everywhere you go. So we're hoping that next week, our second week, will be a definite week of improvement. And we just look forward to coming through this and loving more, doing more, creating more. And one thing everybody I have talked to has said is that their lives are changed forever. We will never, ever look at life the same way again. We will never have the same priorities. We will never have the same fears. You know, I don't think there's a locked door. I really don't. I don't think there's a locked door. Nobody's worried about it. You know, at first people would say, oh, lock your doors, be afraid. We got over that within 24 hours. Because what we need more than anything else is human love. There is no power compared to human love. It is the greatest power there is, second only to the power of God. And I really saw Yeshua's two commandments in perfect demonstration. If you love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and everyone else as yourself, it's like turning on the headlights. You know, you can see in the dark. And that's I won't talk anymore because my throat is really challenged. And I may not be giving the clearest signal on my cell phone. I hope you can hear me. But I'm really wanting to do now a special webinar. Not immediately, because I have no internet. Maybe in a couple of weeks. Because I want to give to all of you the insight and the love and the power of what I gained from this experience. It's an insight like none other. I couldn't dream it up. I couldn't imagine it up. I couldn't put it in place in my mind, even in my heart. And it's so absolutely miraculous. I just want to share it. And I don't know what I'll call it yet. It'll be something really special. I know that Yeshua will lead me to do that. So watch for announcements to it, because I think you're going to want to be part of this. Like I said, it's a gold star invitation to learn, to be firsthand and to learn what you can only learn when people need each other so much that they drop all their fear, they drop all their judgment, they drop all their resistance, and they just put out everything for each other. So that's my message for today. And I'm just looking forward to conveying a blessing to you for all of your needs and desires and prayers today. And I'm going to turn the phone back to Darlene and Jenny and whoever else is helping me. I know I've got quite a crew there. And just you take over so we'll have a better signal, okay?
Okay, Glenda, thank you so much.
Oh, Glenda Green, God bless you. Your message and your signal came in so loud and clear, and we give thanks for your well-being and for that message that just can move us to tears. There's been so much noise in this world, and your description of the percussion, it sounds like the voice of God and a flood of love, a flood of love. So thank you so much for your message and just for everything that you do, and thank God for your well-being and those rescue workers, and may the flood of love continue. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I don't know, am I still on the line?
You are.
Yeah. Okay, because I just wanted to say, before, when the winds were starting to get here, the rains had come, the winds were coming, but the storm was scheduled to hit about 11 o'clock in the evening. I was led to play the drums that were created for the release of Love Without End. They're from ancient sycamore trees in the shape of a heart. Some of you who've been to seminars or blessing seminars have seen these drums. And I was led to play, to pound on those drums with prayers and blessings before the storm came. And I did. I chanted and I pounded on the drums, and then I offered blessings. And then when the storm hit, it was like a percussion. It was not like an explosion. Because an explosion is, I guess if you were inside the explosion, you would be blown to pieces and not be able to hear. I don't mean to make light of it, but it's probably true. And if you're on the outside of an explosion, it's so loud, you know, that you don't even get a chance to feel the percussion. But I was so close to the eye of the storm, I could feel it and hear it safely, and it was like the universe being created. It was so majestic.
Sounds like a heartbeat, Glenda.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And I will always remember that in my prayers, because now I know that the power of God is pushing out upon us and upon our world like a majestic heartbeat. So, well, I think I've just about worn out my poor little voice for now. So, you guys take over, and then I'll be there. It's almost time for the blessing, so I'll be there with you for the blessing.
We love you, Glenda.
Thank
you. We love you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Glenda. Okay, well, we have about 5 more callers. I think if we could make the call brief, we can get the blessing started in just a few minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and open up Deb's line.
Area code 802.
Hi.
Hi, it's Deb Mesha. Hi.
Hi.
So good to hear from Glenda. And anyway, I had read that Louise Hay passed away this week at 90, and I wanted to mention that, as you know, at Hay House, and she had so much to do with people's understanding and studies of the spiritual side of things. So I wanted to include her in the blessing, and I found an affirmation that she had said, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect and complete. So I just wanted you to...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. So can we include Louise Hay in our blessing?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. She was a pioneer and a blessing to many, so thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we have a caller from area code 858. So wireless caller, you're on.
Hi, this is Kathy in Fallbrook, California.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Thank you for mentioning Louise Hay. Yeah, I am calling again just to request another prayer for my kid's dad, Bruce Walton, who's still in ICU and very ill.
Mm-hmm. Boy. Oh, God bless you. That's a very long time to be at someone's side and praying for them. So you're all in the blessing prayers.
Thank you. Yeah, my daughter's living at the hospital.
I can imagine. Yeah. Well, we'll pray for the doctors and the angels that surround you as well. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now we have a caller from area code 408. I think this is Tony. Hi, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much. You know, all of the experiences I have connected to these calls, all of the experiences with the community, all of Glenda's teachings, all that Yeshua does through all of us. It's a continual blessing, and it's constantly surprising. It's one of the richest things that I've ever found in terms of something, anything that supports spiritual growth. I just want to just acknowledge that. It's a continual discovery and a blessing, and I just want to say thank you and include that as a, you know, an acknowledgement and a blessing for everybody connected to this call.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Okay, now we have a caller from 832 area code. Wireless call, you're on.
Hello, this is Kathleen from Houston.
So, hi, Kathleen.
Oh, my gosh, how are you?
Well, I was partially spared, not completely. No flooding in the house, but I managed to get some rain through the roof into my bedroom. So as we speak, I'm having my ceiling repaired, and they secured the roof. So when the next rain comes, it won't happen again.
Okay.
So I feel, you know, I just got a little taste of what people are going through. And our prayers need to go out for those souls who lost everything. I mean, they just had clothes on their back. And they're up on rooftops waiting to be rescued by helicopters. I mean, this is... and then there are 32,000 in shelters.
It's
so wide for it spread. So just add your beautiful blessings to Houston and the dear people here.
Okay. Yeah, Houston and Louisiana, all of Texas,
yeah.
And to you, and oh my goodness, yeah. There's so much to pray for, and all of the rescue workers. And you know, I saw a video of people coming to Houston. It was a whole freeway full of people with boats
helping.
Heading to Houston.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, our love will continue to surround you.
Thank you.
And way to go to those roofers. That's pretty fast to get to get help with a roof during all this. That's kind of amazing.
They had come before the storm, and it didn't hold, so I may have had a slight priority.
Okay. Oh.
This is their second effort.
Yeah. Oh, well, God bless them. They're on our list, too.
Oh, yes, they are. He's working as we speak. He's in there.
Oh.
Yeah. So. All right. Thank you so much. And I've been doing the Christ Blessing every morning for Houston. Every morning. It is so powerful, as we know.
Yes.
So. All right. Thank you again, everybody.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, we have one last caller, a wireless caller from area code 361. You are on. If you have your phone muted, you might have to unmute your phone so we can hear you. Oh, well, I think that's Glenda again. I just recognized the number. I don't know. Did you have something more to say, Glenda? She may be out of range. Okay, so we will go ahead. Now. So it's time, a little bit past the time, I guess, for the blessing to begin, and we'll have Darlene will now give a brief description of what happens during the blessing and how to be during the blessing if there are any new callers, and then she will give an invocation and the blessing will begin. Darlene, are you there?
I am.
Yes.
I am here. So for anyone who's on the line that might be new, take off your shoes and socks. Have your feet flat on the ground. Your spine straight, but your shoulders relaxed. The blessing takes about 3 minutes, and during after the invocation, you can say your prayer. Before I start the invocation, I want to read something from a transcript from one of our blessing calls. This is from September 12, 2010. And I'm just going to read a little bit of it, and then I'm going to honor Glenda with the blessing she gave that day. And you're going to be surprised at how this is the first one that I came to and how appropriate this prayer and this message is for what's going on today. So before I start, I just want to mention to thank Stormy for his music, and that Morris friends are included, Susan, and, of course, North Korea, our fellow Texans. They need our prayers and our help. Prayers out to Louise Hay. We know she transitioned. And to Bruce Walton, and for Kathleen's roof, and for all the roofers in Texas, thank you for your wonderful, wonderful help. So this is just a little introduction before the invocation. Glenda is telling us that there is nothing that teaches us more about being the love that we are than charitable spirit. Being the charitable, giving heart, and to give without judgment, and to encourage people to give without judgment or limitation or without reservation. We don't know what kind of soil those seeds will fall upon. But the interesting thing is that when we broadcast the seeds from our hearts, they are seeds of our life, and our life is taking root in the lives of others, not just in your life. That is what Yeshua did in our life, and that is what he is doing in this blessing. He is not putting conditions on it. He is literally planting the seed of his life in your life, and allowing you to use that to lift your life up, to heal your consciousness, to create greater unity between yourself and God, and your prayers and the Holy Spirit. In this blessing, we are offering and receiving from the charitable heart, and it's the charitable heart that really is the love that you are. I'm now going to say the prayer, and I'm going to quote Glenda from September 12, 2010. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being here. We thank you for bringing this unity to us. the perfection of your light and your love, your blessing lifting all that we are into the unity of the full circle, the earth, through the Son of God, through the Holy Spirit, through the Creator, knowing that we in like form were created in the image of God, and that all of our prayers are heard and they are answered as we are willing to receive. Open us up to greater faith that we may receive more abundantly, and allow us to know that as we broadcast our seeds of love freely around us, that we are born in places we know not of, and that we too take on life in places that are fertile, that are giving, birthing, and gaining in greater abundance as we expand in our life. Amen.
Amen.
And now, blessing givers, please stand to offer the blessing while others receive. The blessing will last about 3 minutes, and then after that time, I'll come back on and give further instructions. Thank you. The blessing is now complete. Please go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your love and support, and we invite you to return next week and the week after that and the week after that. Much love and many, many blessings. Thank you.